In the long run, ideas are the things that count. It's not short-run economic interests. It's the ideas of held by the public that determine historical events. That no government has as much, however much force they command, however much instruments of terror they use on the population, no government can last any length of time unless the public supports it. The majority of the public endorse it one way or the other for whatever reason. And this seemed to be outmoded in the days of totalitarianism, the days when the government has all these dread instruments of torture and high technology at their command. How can the average person resist this? And we've all read Orwell's 1984. Of course, it's a very gloomy picture. Everything is shot. Everything is finished. The totalitarian elite will win out. And then at the beginning of all this process, Ludwig von Mises in 1920 wrote his famous article, An Economic Calculation of Socialist Commonwealth, the beginning of this whole monstrous collectivist process in the 20th century, and he said it's not going to work. In other words, in addition to the moral ideas, the moral failures of socialism and all the other political philosophic failures and sociological failures, this ain't going to work. Socialism is impossible, as he put it, and cannot plan a modern industrial system. It's going to fall apart. Can't calculate. And this was allegedly rebutted. The socialists, by the way, in those days took this very seriously. This is the first time they come to their attention as a problem other than the incentive problem. You know about the incentive problem. Everybody acknowledged that from the very beginning of socialism, even before socialism. The great socialist experiment of the Soviet Union was established. The incentive problem is if everybody's equal and if everybody takes according to his needs and gives according to his ability, who's going to take out the garbage? Who's going to do the dirty work? What's going to happen? And the answer, basically, if you think of the socialist, was socialism will create a new socialist man, which will be cheerful and robotic, and dedicating his whole life to the service of the state apparatus. And